we're going to continue with our media availabilities in advance of today's Tales of the Turtles 400 here at Chicagoland Speedway. We are joined by Sugar Todd, who's a member of Team USA, U.S. Speed Skating, and also Team Toyota. I understand you got behind the wheel of the 2018 Toyota Camry Pace car this morning. Are you excited to lead the field to green today?
I'm very excited.
What was it like driving that car today?
It was a lot like the driving I've normally done, except it was on a NASCAR track.
A little bit more intense.
It was pretty cool.
And then you brought some tools of your trade here for show and tell today. Can you tell us a little bit about them?
Yes, the tools of my trade. These are my speed skates, and it's pretty much the only piece of equipment we use. This and a skin suit, maybe glasses if you want to wear them. But these are 16.5-inch blades. The back comes off here. It's called a clap skate, and that just helps us get a little longer push. But those are my skates.
Awesome. Well, we'll open it up to questions here for Sugar. If you have a question, please raise your hand. We will get the wireless mic. We'll start right here with Mike.
Mike Embry, USA Today. Understand you actually practiced the crashing. Is that right?
Yes. I'm good now. I don't practice it anymore. But when I first learned to skate, one of the first things they teach you is how to fall and how to crash in a way that will be safe for you and anyone you're falling with and your blades and your just everyone involved. So we do learn how to crash.
Any additional questions out there? We go to the back to Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, Kicking Tires, and that. You demonstrated your blades, but are your skates made of carbon fiber? Is that what I saw?
My skates are, in fact, made out of carbon fiber, and they are custom molded to my feet. So I apologize. I can't share them with any of you.
We'll go to Kenny Bruce, over on the far left.
That being carbon fiber? Yeah, and it's just, I mean, it's pretty strong.
Kenny Bruce with NASCAR.com. There are a lot of correlations between what you do and racing with, you know, things like drafting and things like that. Now that you've been here at the track, have you noticed anything else that stood out that you're like, hey, I didn't realize that, but that's very similar to things we do?
I've noticed, like, going over by the haulers and seeing all of the crews and everybody. Our sport, it's way more behind the scenes, but we have a massive team of, you know, that many people who are working for us, all of our staff members. So it takes an entire team for the one athlete to go out there and perform their best. It's just ours aren't. People aren't walking around looking at all of our staff and saying hi. They're kind of kept more behind the scenes. But it's very similar. It takes a whole team to do what we do.
We'll go back to Mike.
You've had the Olympic experience. How much does that mean going into next year, and how do you see your prospects?
My first Olympic experience was a lot of fun. My goal was to primarily make the team. So once I got to Sochi, it was more of enjoy the experience, try to have the best races possible. This time around, I'm feeling more like a medal contender. I have a little bit, my sights are set a little bit higher, and I think I'll be a little more focused and driven this time around.
Any final questions? Well, thanks for joining us today, and good luck next year. We'll be looking for you on the track.